interested in speciation and how different combinations of natural selection, sexual selection, and drift can influence the outcome of speciation. In the case of closely related cryptic species group, it has been shown that variable mating signals under sexual selection can be very important in the process of speciation. Some of the cryptic species groups in which this has been looked into include the Drosophila willistoni species complex, several Gryllus species, including Gryllus fultoni and Lopaula crickets in Hawaii. The Chrysoperla carnea group of green lacewings comprises 15 or perhaps even more morphologically cryptic species. 10 of these occur in Eurasia and 5 occur in North America. A lot of these species have been originally identified via the different species-specific mating signals. Both sexes produce and exchange identical vibrational songs in these species, so they are different in the sense from the previously mentioned examples, in which males are the primary producer of the signals and females respond accordingly. So these species, in these species, the courtship duet is mandatory before copulation, and so there is ample opportunity for mutual selection before courtship. What's really interesting about the species group is that it seems like that the mating signal evolution is outpacing that of morphology and DNA sequences. Previous molecular systematics analyses have failed to elucidate the relationships between the 10 Eurasian species. The 5 species I have listed here occur in Western Europe, and they're thought to be each other's closest relatives. And as you can see, there's a huge polysomy, so we don't really know how they're related to each other. Data that I've collected in a pre-mating reproductive isolation experiment indicate that these species-specific mating signals are important in species recognition between these species. And so the question is sexual selection important within the species? And if this is so, are there any clues in which we can try to figure out what happened during the process of speciation in these seemingly incipient species? So my objective was to characterize the preference of both male and female green lacewings in Chrysoperla lucasina using synthetic signals. And this is the type of habitat that you can find Chrysoperla lucasina in. It occurs in open, wooded, and shrubby areas in Europe. It's very widespread, and the test population I was working with was originally collected in Zurich, Switzerland by Dr. Peter Joelli, and they were second-generation lab-reared offspring. Chrysoperla lucasina exhibits geographical variation across its distributional range, and as well as individual variation in song characters. Voli period and voli duration are the two characters that show significant variation across the geographical range. And as you can see, this is a typical signal of lucasina. It has multi-voli signals, and I want to look at the effects of variation in period versus variation in duration of the volleys. Mating preference can be dissected into the preference function and the sampling strategy. So the preference function dictates which mates are preferred over others. So you as an individual may prefer individuals with longer songs versus shorter songs or intermediate songs. And your sampling strategy determines how strictly you as an individual would adhere to your preference function. And one of the measures of sampling strategy can be your overall responsiveness. So if you have a given preference function, you may have, for instance, a ranking of the different types of mates that you would like to get, but does that necessarily mean that you will only mate with the mate that's your number one choice, or is number two okay sometimes and is number three okay at other times? So depending on the shape of your preference function, you as an individual can exert directional selection upon your potential mates. So those are the upper two panels. Or there, you might be exerting balancing selection, as in the lower right one, or you may not have any significant selective pressure at all, as in the lower left-hand one. So I simulated a synthetic control signal that would closely match the mean signal of my test population, and I tested 13 females and 7 males for both of the following experiments I'm going to describe. I generated playback signals with variable period but constant duration, and I had 8 different playback signals. And in my experiment of variable duration, I generated signals with variable duration but constant period. So each test individual was given a randomly ordered series of playback signals once for both variable period and variable duration, and then 72 hours later they were given the series of signals again, and I wanted to see if individual preference was consistent. If the lace wing would respond to the playback signal by trying to duet with it, this was considered a positive response. And I was able to describe the individual preference function using a regression line of best fit, and I wanted to see if their preference, the shape of their preference could be explained using a linear function versus a quadratic function, or maybe neither of those. And then I pooled the responses of all males and females that I tested within the experiment to see if, using repeated measures ANOVA, to see if the following factors were significantly influencing their responses. So these were sex and period or duration, depending on which experiment they were in, and trial, to see if they were consistent. These are some examples of preference profiles for different individuals. From left to right, you have the responses from the first trial to the second trial. The figures with the asterisks indicate significant cases in which a function could significantly explain the variation that was seen within an individual, and it turns out that it does not seem, their individual preference do not seem to be repeatable. And they did not explicitly, most individuals' preferences did not explicitly fit a linear function or a quadratic function. And these are all results from the variable period experiment. When I looked at the repeated ANOVA results for males versus females, you can see that sex was a significant factor. So females in general are more responsive to the playback signals, and that this test population seemed to prefer intermediate signals in general. And the females and males were not different in the shape of their overall preferences for signals of variable periods. The individual preference functions for variable durations were comparable to those that I had just shown you for variable periods, so I'll skip them here for, I think, lack of time. But when you look at the repeated ANOVA results, females, again, in general, seem to respond more frequently to the playback signals in general. However, the population did not have a significant preference for shorter or longer or intermediate durations. When you look at the interaction between sex and then the different test signals, it seems that, so females are on the top and males are on the bottom, it seems that males may seem to be preferring signals with longer durations, but it's hard to say in this case. So my conclusions are that evidence seems to indicate that overall balancing selection is occurring within this test population for signals with intermediate periods, and possibly weak male choice for signals with longer duration. And what's really interesting is that females are not more choosy than males. So this may be that, as I was saying before, both males and females produce signals in this species, so that there's opportunity for mutual selection, and it may be the case that males are more selective. And literature has shown that this can occur when females vary in fecundity and they don't mate very often. And these results need to be replicated with a different population, so that we already know that signals vary across populations, so it's important to see if preference also varies as well. And so those are necessary to see if sexual selection had been important in the process of speciation of these species. And that's it. I guess I'm under time. Thank you. So the question was if I had more extreme signals, if that would have shown, I guess, more conclusive evidence of sexual selection. So I've tried something with natural signals where I manipulated it with sound editing software. And it's really interesting because I tried to see if they could respond to signals that were twice as fast or something like that. And it's strange that they are actually willing to do it with those types of signals. And so this experiment was actually to see if I could get at more fine detailed preference. And so if you have a large range of playback signals, it's very hard. You can't really understand what's going in between, but you can see what's going on at the extremes. I don't know if that was a good answer, but.
Any other questions?
Oh, sure.
How closely did the peaks you found for the first signals match what they actually produced?
So for the variable period ones, they actually seemed to prefer periods that were slightly shorter. So the signals were slightly faster than the population's mean signal.
Directional selection?
It could be.